Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, September 10th, 2024, pre-market report. People, let's start off with this. Go back as far as you want to go with regard to these videos. There's pretty much been a common theme, and that is that the system itself is coming apart. Now, as an integral piece of this, the currency is being destroyed. This is deliberate. You all know this. It's a race to the bottom by central banks around the world. And what's about to happen 8 days from today, yesterday was nine. That was the title of my video, 9 days. What's about to happen is going to really be a game changer on an epic scale. Now, how do we know that's true? All right. You all know the mechanism behind how it works, quantitative easing, keeping rates artificially suppressed, how the currency becomes massively devalued, in other words, loses its purchasing power via this mechanism. You're not allowed to know this. No mainstream media outlet is going to tell you this. No Fed president's going to tell you this. No one running for president is going to tell you this. But when you see what I'm about to show you, you'll understand the gravity of the situation here. Let's look at this headline here, CNBC this morning. Ignore what I just scribbled all over this. Money market funds hit another record high. This is the stock market, okay? You know how this works. Money, cash is being pushed into the market here, despite the fact that the economy is in free fall. There's no connection, okay? But experts warn it's time to move out of cash. Why? Always ask why. Why is the mainstream media now having to address this issue? Because it's dramatic. Currency devaluation, people, is wiping us out. New money creation, of course, helps the 1 in 2%ers. Again, the Cantillon effect. Look it up. As this cash makes its way through this free fall economy, which is a mechanism that can take years, and that's why we're seeing the now the pickup here in money velocity. I covered this yesterday here. How the money velocity, the rate at which cash has been moving through the economy has been in free fall through Obama, through Trump, through Biden. And it's going to, who knows what's going to happen here as we move forward. I believe it's going to pick up because all these extra bills are now making their way, chasing the same, or in this case, a lesser amount of goods. And that means the mechanism here of not just mass currency devaluation like we have. You have no, look, let me show you this. Let me show you another headline. Barron's. Bonds signal largest rate cut since the 08 crisis. We're in a crisis right now. The bond market. You all know how Greg Manorino operates here, and you should operate the same way. Forget the freaking dog and pony show of the stock market. Are we taking advantage of it? Absolutely. But it's all about the debt market. Central banks in here artificially suppressing rates here, destroying the purchasing power of their currency. And that's being reflected right here yet again. I mean, all this stuff, it's in your face. It's not like you have to look for it or search for it. It's right there, but you're not allowed to know that. No one's going to tell you besides me and you, obviously. The MMRI, let's talk about this again. Manorino Market Risk Indicator, free to everybody. Whether you use this or not, I really don't care. All right, it's free. I don't get anything out of it. But if you have the brain power to understand what you're looking at, this is not just squiggly lines. You're seeing in real time currency devaluation, in this case, the dollar, which is a metric as a measure in the MMRI, and the 10-year yield, which is the benchmark, being the Fed's buying it all. And you're seeing this in free fall. We're about to fall off the page, okay? This is going to become more dramatic starting next week, no doubt about it. And that means, again, currency devaluation, purchasing power losses, artificially suppressed rates, which is exactly the polar opposite of what we need. You want to strengthen the economy. How does an economy, what are the two foundations of finance and economics? A strong currency and higher rates. Not what we're getting now. This is a destruction. This is an, you think how many of you believe that tonight during the freak show, the debate, they're going to talk about this? No, won't happen at all whatsoever. You cannot be allowed, no question is going to be asked about it. Just count on that. Because this would enlighten people as to what's actually going on. What you're going to hear maybe about is tariffs, which are the worst possible thing that can happen. The real solution isn't tariffs, as we covered yesterday. It's a stronger currency. It's higher rates. This is a destructive device meant to wipe us out. Again, gone are the mom and pop shops. Small businesses can't survive in favor of the corporate agenda. You all know this better than anybody else. And let me tell you something else about the debate tonight. The whole world is going to see what's wrong with America. You really feel that this is... Do you believe that tonight's so-called debate is about issues? The issues don't matter at all. It's about insults. That's all it's going to be. We have devolved. We get what we deserve here. And what's going to happen tonight? A show before the world, the representatives of the United States of America are going to reveal themselves, and I guess we the people, to the rest of the world, how we have devolved and been dumbed down to such a degree that people aren't going to even hear what the issues may or may not be. They could talk about anything and it won't matter. It's about my guy versus your girl and who can insult the other one more. That's what we have turned into here. It's an embarrassment. And again, I guess we get what we deserve here. Why do you think things are the way that they are? Why do you think the economy is in shambles right now as debt is hyper-ballooning, deficits hyper-ballooning? Why do you think no one wants our products around the world? Why our trade deficit is ballooning? No one wants what we make. We don't make anything anyway. Manufacturing, factory activity falling off of a cliff. Would you want to buy from a nation of imbeciles run supposedly by imbeciles? They don't run a damn thing. It's the central banks. You all know that. But there are those that believe that it is. Duh. Can't make it up. But that's why. Again, imagine we had real statesmen, people who commanded respect, who gave respect and commanded it back. That would change. That would be a game changer, but you see, that can't be allowed to happen. We have to be revealed to the world as what we have become, America. This is not America anymore. This has become a distorted, twisted, sick perversion of what it was supposed to be. And tonight you will see a clear reflection of that. It's amazing here. Really, it is. I'm laughing because it's just become so pathetic. The issues don't matter. They could talk about anything. It's about trading insults. If you lived in another part of the world, would you want to buy an American product, something that was made here by a nation of idiots? I don't think you would. When do you believe this is going to turn around? When we the people are going to demand that this freak show turn into mutual respect, a system where people, again, not just give respect, command it back, because that's what we need, but that's not what we're going to get, nor that's what we're going to see tonight. It's unbelievable here. The dumbing down of the population has been, it's nearly complete, and that's why we lose. You understand? That's why we don't have a constitutional money system, why the central banks can get away with whatever they want, why politicians can say anything that they want. There is the mainstream media, the propaganda ministries, there's no accountability anymore. And that's again why America is a failed state. The rest of the world is in much of the same boat. But tonight, it's America's time to show the world what a disaster that we have become. It's very, very sad. Now, with regard to the situation here, people, look, move out of cash. Don't take Greg Mannarino's word for this anymore. If we understand, let's pose this as a question here. If we know, you and me, that the mechanism of currency being devalued is about to take on a new level here, the bond market is screaming at us what's about to happen. And you and I have been talking about this before anybody else. Massive currency devaluation. More cash creation out of nothing by central banks, none more so than the Fed, to get in here and buy it all, to fulfill their endgame as we the people sit by and be entertained, because that's what this is. It's not about the issues, by clown number one and clown number two. Oh, yeah, this is really going to work out great for you. Maybe you should reflect on your own life and instead of blaming others, you should blame yourself for the situation that you're in. Because again, most people are not you that follow this blog, okay? They are absolutely clueless. They don't have any idea of what's going on. Why? Because they get their information from the television. The television. They're being programmed. They don't know what the truth is anymore because it's coming right out of that box in their house with the talking heads who are reading scripts, who are told what to say. That's the truth because I saw it on the television. It must be real. This is where we, are, man. This is why we're losing. Again, no accountability. It's an insane thing. What you're going to see tonight on display for the world is, again, hatred, deceit, distractions, deception of every manner. And, of course, the slinging back and forth of insults, because that's what people really want to see, because they want to be entertained. People have really, there's no such, adults, there's no adults in the room anymore. It's romper room. It's unbelievable. They must be entertained. That's why this is going to get such expansive media coverage tonight around the world. And think about it. What you're going to see tonight is going to be seen by the world on display. Anyway, people, look, what this comes down to, look at it. Let's just see, I scribble these things on here. You know what I do. Greg Mannarino reads the headline, and then whatever pops into my head, I just write these things down. Oh, I wrote nuclear. Yes, we're about to go nuclear, meaning currency devaluation, artificially suppressed rates, the mechanism of destruction for the middle class. They're just being systematically erased, and those are the people. You see, the elites, they get what's going on. People like you and me, we are the elites, you understand? Because we have a higher intellect, a higher understanding. When we watch this freak show tonight, I don't even want to watch it. When you see it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But the masses here, who can get their information from the television, they can't research the truth. And that's what presidential selectees are counting on, you being stupid. They're going to say things without understanding that you're not going to do your own research. You're going to look at the television. Whatever Fox says, that's the truth. Whatever CNN says, that's the truth. Or whatever other nonsensical media outlets, just turn it all off because it's all lies. You know that. So I wrote here, get out of cash, end banks. The system is burning. Look at I write. See these things? Can't even read my handwriting. The system is burning. The system is being deliberately deconstructed. The system is being melted down. And all people are concerned with is which one of their lovely candidates is going to sling the best insult at the other. That's why we are getting what we deserve. No, well, not you and me. At least we understand the propaganda, the nonsense, the distractions, the deceptions, that neither Trump nor Kamala is on your side because they're on the side of the Federal Reserve. And how do we know that? Because they're pushing the same narrative with regard to the financial system. We need lower rates. We promise you that. And of course, that means a weaker currency, which is, of course, the polar opposite of what we actually need. And no solution is going to be offered. The solution here starts off with two fundamental principles, two and two only. And that is to build a strong economy. You need a strong currency and higher rates. Cash needs to be hard to get. Not easy money. But that's what we're being promised. People, am I getting through to you? Or you think Trump is right because he was sent here from God? Or Kamala, who's adopted the same narrative that Trump has? You can't make this stuff up. Oh man, but this is what we have. But what are we going to do? We're going to get out of cash, okay? Don't take Greg Mannarino. Take these experts' advice here. You know you can't be in cash. It's a dying asset wherever you live in around the world. Okay, you want to stay in cash? You're in an asset that's dying. I don't know another way to put it. Take your cash and convert that into other things here. What am I going to tell you to do? Or suggest silver. The most undervalued asset on the freaking planet, bar none, period, the freaking end. And it's not the only way to attack the system, but if you had only one way, that would be it. You know how Greg attacks the system. We've been in the right spots for years, you and me, taking advantage of this freak show market, currency devaluation, artificially suppressed rates. What does that do? Opens up that doorway to push cash into the stock market. You think that we're not going to see new record highs with regard to this market anytime soon. Of course, we do have this FOMC meeting coming up on the 18th, and I do expect the market to fall. That's why I'm holding fire. That's why I'm telling my lions to hold fire here. Hold your fire. Keep your powder dry. Wait. Wait for the right time to strike. You know why? Because we're lions. Lions just don't indiscriminately attack. We attack when they attack. When the time is right. With regard to precious metals, with regard to cryptocurrencies, right now is the time to strike, always. But with regard to the market, we got to be a little more selective here. Sound about right to you? We've been buying every single dip that's come along since I have for years. And yes, we have shredded this. I'm going to continue to do it because I'm going to, I intend, and that means you, intend to turn the tables on the freak show, all right? We're going to weaponize the system that they've forced us to participate in, turn the tables against them. That's what we're doing. Duh. Getting myself all crazy here. Anyway, look, man, you got to get your, you got to get out of cash. You got to get out of the system. The banking system is, what is being hidden? And that's what I wrote here. That's hidden. See that hidden? See that word right there, hidden? That says hidden, believe it or not. What's being hidden from people right now? Is the totally insolvent, bankrupt banking system. The banking system operates, as you all know, in a perpetual vacuum. The whole system is insolvent. We are about to see, moving into 2025, things that you're not going to believe. We're going to see a consolidation of power into the larger institutions who are going to buy the assets on the smaller institutions, the good assets, on the balance sheets of the smaller institutions with pennies on the dollar. And you and me are going to get stuck with the garbage, just like the last time. And you know why that's going to happen? Because they got away with it last time, okay? And what did the American people do? Nothing. Why? Because they're so dumbed down. They have no idea what they're doing. They're going to watch the show tonight and look for the slings of insults instead of the issues. They're not even going to hear the issues. You understand that? The issues don't matter at all anymore. They could talk about puppies and kittens, or whatever it is. They can talk about anything they want. The issues that affect you don't matter to you anymore. It's about your guy versus their girl and who can insult the other one more. And the show is going to be flashed before the world. And the world is going to laugh at you and me, of course. But you see, we're not part of that group. We're part of a group of people who understand what's going on here. And we're taking the right action here against the system. The system is poisonous, and you'll watch tonight's debate and you'll understand why the people of the world don't want our products. And I don't care where you, what you might be thinking with regard to the solutions being offered to you with regard to our economy. No, let me tell you something about both Trump and Kamala, especially Trump. He understands what's going on here, and he's leading you to destruction. And Kamala, she's just toeing the line, going along with the flow, realizing that, okay, while they get themselves in the right places, the rest of us are being sucked freaking dry by this mechanism. They can't offer you a real solution. They can't tell you that the backbone of a strong economy is not the promise of lower rates or a weaker currency, but the polar opposite. But they're going to sell you that. And people are going to buy it because the issues don't matter to them anymore. It's about hatred, deceit, deception, and they're going to lose. But you and me, ain't no way that's happening. Ain't no way that's happening. All right, people, look, I'm going to let you go. Kind of a long video. I hope you got something out of this. I want to hear from you. What do you think about, did I cover anything here that makes sense to you? Or am I just really out there and I really should be putting all of my faith in Trump or all of my faith in Kamala? Because they really do have our best interest in mind. Because they're saying the same things that the Federal Reserve is. Well, let's cut rates. Well, let's weaken the dollar. Well, that's what Trump wants. That's what Kamala's promising you, both of them. So maybe the Federal Reserve has our best interest in mind because both of these little puppets here, well, they're selling you the same thing. Wake up, man. People, I love all of you from the heart. I mean that with all I got. Please share the video. Get it out there. This thing is about to go absolutely nuclear. The time for action is now. Get out of cash. Get your cash out of these institutions. If you have to choose one, I would say forget the banks. You got to look for a credit union. Why? not because they're safe, but because they are safer. You understand? Once you lose touch with an asset that you can't hold in your own hand, there's always counterparty risk. Does that sound about right to you as well? Or you don't understand that concept either, because Trump won't tell you that, and neither will Kamala. But if they say it, then it's right. If Greg says it, well, you know it's not right. People, I'm telling you. You can't make this stuff up if you try to. All right, look, I'm out of here. I'll see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. That's it, man. I'm out of here.